Cora Monroe and Major Hayward are trying to reach Fort William Henry. Deserted by a treacherous guide named the Sly Fox, they meet a white hunter, Hawkeye, and his two Mohican companions, Chingachgook and Uncas. He takes them for the night to a secret cave on an island in the river. But they are discovered by the enemy Iroquois. A sharp fight ensues, in which Hawkeye uses all his powder and realizes they are trapped. Entreated by Cora and Duncan, the scout and the Mohicans escape by swimming down the river, promising to bring help as soon as possible. Major Hayward and Cora try to conceal themselves in the cave, but are discovered by the Sly Fox. They are dragged from their hiding place, surrounded by the whole band of Iroquois.
Maqua, you devil, if I'd known this yesterday, I'd have shot you on sight.
Renard Subtil Wise.
You're well named, Sly Fox, you treacherous dog. But if you harm a hair of our heads, my soldiers will...
No fine, Sly Fox. All is big.
Not big enough to hide you. They'll ferret you out, or...
They'll face most.
Why have you done this? You came to Fort Edward and claimed to be a friendly Mohawk. I engage you on an honest errand. I never did you harm.
My tongue lie. He'll face fill bushes with enemies. Draw knife first.
What do you mean, I fill the bushes with enemies?
White heart black.
I did you no violence, I tell you. I promised to reward you if you took us to Fort William Henry as you agreed.
Look, Magua's shoulder covered with blood. Why shoot tired Indian?
You deserted. But I didn't fire the shot.
No, Lalong Carabine. You friend, Lalong Carabine.
You mean our white friend, Hawkeye? Is he Lalong Carabine?
Hawkeye, Lalong Carabine.
You're not the first Iroquois to feel the sting of his rifle.
Pale face here?
I can't understand them. Interpret, what do they want?
Huron want Lalong Carabine.
Oh, you want the long rifle. Well, he's escaped. He's gone. He's far away.
When white man die, he think to be at peace. Red man know how to torture spirit of white man. Show Magua long rifle body. Huron want scalp.
You don't understand. He's not dead. He's escaped.
Long rifle, no bird to spread wing, no fish to swim with our air. Huron, no fool.
He's no fish, but he can swim. We burned our powder and the long rifle floated down the stream when your eyes were in a cloud.
Why, white chief, stay?
Only cowards desert their women.
Where is Le Gros Sepin?
Who do you mean?
Le Gros Sepin, old Mohican.
Oh, Chingachgook, big serpent. He went down with the water, too.
The surf has healed no here.
Your French names bother me. Speak English.
Uncas, pounding elk.
Your French is bad, Magua. Surf is the name for stag. The word for elk is elan.
Paleface have two words for one thing.
The young Mohican swam down the river, too.
Magic! Uncas Chupa! The long carabine,
Hawkeye! What are they saying, Duncan?
They're disappointed. They want Hawkeye and the Mohicans more than they do us.
Oh, they'll take their revenge on you and me.
They may. Again, I have an idea. They may take us to Montcalm.
Why?
They could use us as hostages in dealing with your father. Montcalm is a great politician.
Why do they want Hawkeye?
The long carabine. It comes to me now. Why, Cora, it's Hawkeye that's known throughout the colonies as the Long Rifle. He's the ablest guide and scout in this whole territory.
Look, look. Why are they all pointing in that direction?
That's the way to Fort Edward. We're not far away and they know it.
If Hawkeye could only get back now.
It's too early to expect him. Now, don't worry, my dear. Everything will be all right. Here's Magua.
He'll face come with Huron.
Where are you going to take us?
Far away.
Where are we going, Duncan? Can you tell?
Due west.
Toward the fort?
No.
You still think he may be taking us to Montcalm?
I'm afraid not. It's the wrong way.
Duncan, I'm trying to mark the trail, as Hawkeye said.
Be careful. We're watched. It may mean death if we're caught.
Maybe they can follow the horses.
These are not the only horses in the woods.
I wish I could understand the difference in the Indian names. Huron, Mohawk, Iroquois, Delaware, and Mohican.
Why, the Hurons and Iroquois mean the same. So do Mohican and Delaware.
Oh? Are they all enemies?
No. The Mohawks are friendly. That's the reason I trusted this Magua. He said he'd been adopted in their tribe. What do you think of Chingachgook and Uncas now?
Oh, I wronged them. I didn't know. I feel a pity for old Chingachgook. He's the last of his people.
His son Uncas is the last.
I wonder if we'll ever see them again.
Pale face talk too much. Be still.
Why are you hurrying so fast, Magua? Can't we rest a while?
Trail long.
Yes, it was long yesterday, too, when you got us lost. Where are we going?
Far, very far.
We've been on the trail for hours, and we're tired, very tired. Let us stop here in this glade. Stop a while.
Trail long. No time to rest.
I want to talk with you. I have something to say fit only for a great chief to hear.
Speak. Please have no ears.
But these Hurons with you are not deaf. I have words for your ears only. If you won't listen, then the officer of the king knows how to be silent.
Magua, stop. Ogloto!
We're going to stop a moment, Cora. Dismount and get some rest. I'm going to try flattery with this fox. Tell your men to keep their distance, Magua. What I have to say is for your ears alone.
Speak, Magua here.
I've been mistaken about you, Magua. The Canada fathers gave you an honorable name when they called you Lirinad Subtil. I understand your wisdom now. I shall remember and reward you. You have proved to me that you are a great chief. You know how to deceive your enemies.
What has Renard done?
Let me tell you. When you took us on their trail yesterday, you knew that the woods were filled with outlying enemies. You found out that you couldn't get through without being seen. That's why you took us so far off the trail. You lost the path to blind the eyes of the Hurons. Well, now you have pretended to betray us in order to make the Iroquois think you are leading us to their camp. And now, having closed their eyes, you have turned like a fox and are taking us to General Monroe. Oh, you are wise, Renard. You will have a medal made of gold. Your horn will run over with powder. You will have a fine rifle. I will give you...
What will young chief give?
I will make the fire water flow before the wigwam of Magua until your heart will be lighter than the feathers of the hummingbird.
White man make long speech. We not have much to say, too.
I listen.
Magua born chief among Huron of Lakes. See sun 20 summers before see paleface. Magua happy. Canada fathers come. Give fire water. Make Renard rascal. Huron, drive him away.
I've heard that, and I'm sorry for you. But the Mohawks took you in and adopted you.
Who gave Renard fire water? Who make him villain? Paleface, your people.
Oh, it was wrong, Magua. I know that. But we're not responsible for that. You take me to the fort now and see how my father will give you every kindness.
Magua's story not ended. When English-French fathers dig up hatchet, Renard struck war post of Mohicans. Fight against all nation. Who was chief of Mohawk war party? Your father. He say to Mohawks, do this, do that. White chief make law. Indians no can drink fire water. Magua drink fire water. Come in camp of Monroe. What gray beard do, huh?
Why, he probably did justice by punishing you.
Justice? You call justice to make evil, then punish for it? Magua, tied up before all pale-faced warriors, whipped like dog, scars on Magua back, marks made by Monroe on back of Huron chief.
Let's say your treatment was unjust. If so, show General Monroe that an Indian knows how to forgive an injury by taking his daughter to him.
Huron love good for good and bad for bad.
No, enough of this parleying, Duncan. Name your intention, Magua. If a ward won't change your heart, then tell us what you propose to do. Are you going to lead us prisoners to the woods? Or do you plan some greater evil?
Magua will speak. When Magua left his people, wife given to another chief. Now, Magua make friend with Hurons. Let daughter English chief follow. Live in Magua wigwam.
Magua, you carrion.
Oh, what possible pleasure could Magua find in sharing his cabin with a wife he didn't love? Take the golden Monroe and buy the heart of some Huron maiden.
Wind blows scorched back Huron chief. Renard would know where to find woman to feel smart. Daughter of Monroe will draw water for Renard. Hoe corn. Cook venison. Body of Grayhead Monroe will sleep among cannon. His heart will lie in reach of Renard knife.
Oh, you're a monster. Number of fiends could plan such a vengeance.
What say, daughter of Monroe? Oh, her head too good to find pillow in Renard wigwam. She would like it better when it rolls about as plaything for wolves.
Oh.
Her bosom cannot nurse children of Huron, She will see it spit upon by Indians.
You treacherous dog, I'll wring your black
heart. Oh, Duncan! Duncan! It's alive!